Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For you.
Jim just left Chicago. And he's back for New Orleans.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Leslie Grossman is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of SalesStation, also Link Out. A couple of her books you can find wherever books are sold. She's an outstanding Vista share, and she's, I don't know, so many other things. Co-founder of Women's Leadership Exchange. She's an expert in women business ownership, and I've had the privilege of seeing some of her vistage groups. It's a mix of men and women who want to get better, and she helps them with that. Leslie, I want to congratulate you on all the great work you've done helping people follow their dream over the years.
Listen, I had people help me, and now it's great to give back. That's what we all need to do.
Giving it back. It feels good to give it back, doesn't it?
It sure does. Nothing better.
Hey, Leslie, we're talking about women and men growing their businesses. Is it different? Is there a difference in the entrepreneurship track for women and for men? We established in the last segment. You as a woman entrepreneur, you believe that it is. We talked about some of the issues of access to capital. Some of them are real, meaning the system's not quite perfected yet. Although it's much better, we all agree it's much better than it was 30, 40 years ago, right?
Oh, when absolutely.
I interviewed Lillian Vernon on the show one time, and you know, you can imagine the story she told.
Oh yeah.
So we know that, and then the other thing is it's part of the problem with capital, access to capital, is women have to ask for it, and men are more likely to say, yeah, I deserve this, yeah, I want that loan. And women are more likely to be a little more reticent about that, aren't they?
They are. And there's a lot of reasons. It's not just what the banks and others do to hold women back, but it's looking at women. And I look at myself and say, where am I holding myself back? And now a lot that I've learned both from research and my own experience, I've been sharing with women, both entrepreneurs and executive women, because there are things that are innate to us, like the perfectionist syndrome of us always feeling everything has to be perfect before we move forward with it.
How does that hold women back?
It does, because we'll say we're not quite ready to do this. We don't know enough to do this. Whereas men will take the risk and say, well, I don't really know everything, but that's okay. I'll learn it while I'm doing it. And
I'll fix it.
Yeah, that's yes. Your words exactly.
That's something I want to ask you. I want to ask you about. See, I have this theory that, and by the way, folks, what we're talking about is how all of us have to get out of our own way, don't we, Leslie? Men, women, it doesn't matter. All of us, the biggest challenges we have, in my opinion, is not the marketplace, it's not competitors, it's not anything else. It's getting out of our own way. And the question is it tougher for women to get out of their own way than it is for men? I believe that if a man sees something that is a risk and it's dangerous, he's more likely to take that risk because he thinks in his mind, even if it's completely wrong, even if it's foolhardy, he'll say, I'll fix that. If it breaks, I'll fix it. And I think a woman is more likely to say, I can't take the risk far enough to break that.
Right, or I'm not ready yet to take that risk because of that perfectionist mentality. Or I have
Because if it breaks, that's not perfect.
Exactly. And so I think, and that is one of the ways we as women hold ourselves back, is we say we're not ready yet, I'll grow it. Another thing that's very important, because we have this pull, the work-life balance thing. We're running a business, and we feel
that's
responsible
real
for the family. And therefore,
that
we'll
is real.
Say,
even
that's right.
Even if
we
a woman
has,
even if it, Even if a woman has a partner who is fully doing his part, 100% spending everything, she's going to feel more pressure than he is. He's just going to do the work. He's not going to be fussed about it. He's not going to worry about it. He's just going to do it. She's going to do the work and worry about it.
That's right. Now, one of the things, I think one of the solutions, and this is any young women listening to this show, you need to choose the right partner. I was fortunate. I chose the right partner. I had a husband who was willing, and I still do, by the way, who's willing to help me so that I could grow my business. He would get home earlier so that I could stay later at my business. He would, if I had a big event, he would make sure we would coordinate. He was always there supporting me so that I could grow my business. And choosing the right partner, or really convincing your partner, or getting help from family or friends is critical if you're going to grow a business. And that holds a lot of women back.
That's a really good point. You know, as you're meeting guys, young ladies,
yes,
you know, you could probably throw some questions out there about, you know, that might be a little bit of a trick question, right? To see if the guy's, you know, if he cares about you fulfilling your dreams.
Exactly. Very, very true. But, you know, I think in that work-life balance thing holds women back, and that gets in their way. Sometimes they can't change it, but they have to know at a certain point, you really, if you want to grow your business, you're going to have to give that up, give up that mentality, because growing a business, as you know, is almost a full-time job.
And there's no such thing as super mom or super dad.
Right, right.
I've raised two kids to adulthood. There's only love. That's all there is. Super mom, super dad, it's a myth. Quick break. Right back with Leslie Grossman. Leslie, I need your website quickly, please.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.